What's up, Los Angeles? My name is Johnny. Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector this evening. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, a musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. I'm sitting here with Besk and Else. What's up, dudes?
How you guys doing? How you guys doing?
What's up, LA?
Hey, thanks for coming in. They're going to be talking a little bit about the silver battle, the Battle of Los Angeles, the silver and true blue battle of Los Angeles.
Boom, boom.
What is that? We'll be explaining it to you. Got a couple of graffiti veterans here. I'm going to get some stories out of them. You're going to be fascinated. Also got some music tonight for you from James Blake, Parliament, Holy Ghost. I'm going to start you off with Mavis Staples with Can You Get to That? Well, can you?
Mixed emotion, all the good times we used to have. But you were making preparations for the coming separation, and you blew everything we had.
When you base your life on credit and your loving days are done, checks you sign with the love and kisses later, come back, sign insufficient bond. Can you get to that? Can you get?
I won't know.
Days are done. Checks you sign with love and kisses later. Come back, sign insufficient funds. I can't get to that, y'all.
Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Can you get?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that.
Okay.
That was James Hunter 6, Minute by Minute, from the album of the same name out earlier this year on Go Records. Prior to that, we heard Money by the band Lady. And this is a bank robber from the upcoming compilation called The Clash Goes Jamaica. This is Smooth Beans, Bank Robber. Thanks, Love Domes. The Clash Goes Jamaican record. I'm really excited about this. Los Angeles' own The Lions are doing a tune there too, but I haven't caught it yet. So it's going to be out on Golden Singles Records out of Spain. Before that, we heard the James Hunter 6, Minute by Minute on Go Records, the tune, and the album both called Minute by Minute. Prior to that, we heard Lady, one of my favorite new discoveries. They got a couple records out, but they're new to me. They're out on Truth and Soul label, and they'll be playing this week on July 30th at the Echo. The first tune you heard was Mavis Staples. Can you get to that? Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and longtime civil rights activist, Mavis Staples. I'm sitting here with Besk and Else. What's going on, guys?
Just enjoying this night, man, listening to the music.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit. First, I want to talk about an event or two, and then I'll come back and talk about you guys a little bit. Battle for Los Angeles. Could you explain kind of the breakdown?
Well, it all started. I think us as graffiti writers, we've lost a lot of the letter structures that when I was growing up, it was essential, you know, to become like a good graffiti artist. And I think not to take anything away from anybody, but I think nowadays a lot of these artists, what they do is like they hide their non-letter skills with a bunch of colors on top of a bunch of colors on top of a bunch of colors.
Or a lot of tricks, too.
Yeah, exactly. So what I wanted to do is I basically wanted to do like, all right, you know, I'm going to do a battle where you have to have dope-ass letters. You know, if you don't, then you should just stay home, you know, because that's what graffiti to me is. Like, you know, like nowadays I see some what they call pieces, and it's like this humongous background, and like your piece is just like that small. You know what I mean? It's just like
a lot of starburst and shake coming out everywhere. Yeah,
yeah. So that's where it originates from. You know, like I think you have to know like how to do letters if you want to be considered a graffiti artist.
Yeah. And now, so you're one of the judges, is that correct?
I'm one of the judges. Yeah. Yes, sir. I think there's going to be three of us, right?
Yes.
And what are the points that they'll be judged on?
You know what? I haven't even actually seen what I'm supposed to judge on it. That's funny that you should say that. But, you know, right. Personally, like, I feel like I'm a pretty unbiased person, like... you know, I don't take things personal. You know, I'm not a hater. I feel like if the skills are there, I'm going to judge it on that. And, you know, and I feel like the lineup that Besk has put together is great. You know what I mean?
What about technically? Like
technically, you know, I'll be looking for who's clean, who's original, you know, who's going to have something that, you know, they're bringing something to the table that kind of stands out. Mm-hmm. I love wild styles, but I'm going to be judging on everything, like good strong letter structure, originality, cleanness. You know, I feel like these are things that are going to matter, you know. Yeah.
Awesome. And this is not the first one in Los Angeles though, right?
No, sir.
No, we had another one. Maybe I think it was the beginning of the year. We had one. It was just a bunch of, I think it was like 18 of us that we all did silver pieces.
Mm-hmm. And who's the victor?
It was Alloy from SKA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he won that one.
And what would you say stood out, in your words, like stood out that made him win the competition there?
I wasn't one of the judges, but...
in your words, though.
I think his piece was clean. It was nicely done, and he stuck to the rules, mm-hmm. which is one of the things that we do is we're letting all the crews know these are the rules you have to go by, mm-hmm. and then I tell the judges too if you have to, you know, these are the guidelines and this is what you're gonna be judging by. So you know, it's like that's one of the things is that they have to stick to the rules.
Yeah.
I always thought Alloy had good. Like he has a good style. He's one of the newer generation of writers that I feel like he's kind of does a combination of old school and new school, and it kind of makes it work. Like sometimes some of the new school guys to me start just going off in other directions, and it doesn't work for me personally. But I feel like Alloy's been pretty good all the way around.
I agree with that. Yeah.
And let's see, the event is coming up on the 3rd, August 3rd. Is that correct?
Saturday, August 3rd, yes.
Saturday, August 3rd. And that's at, it's over there, it's at the Graph Lab?
Yeah, it's in Pico Union area, and it's like by Venice and 17th Street.
1038 Venice Boulevard is what I got here, at the Graph Lab. Battle for Los Angeles. You're going to have some live performances?
Yeah, we're going to have some people performing. We're going to have Else. He's going to be painting life that day, too. Besides, he's going to have his hands full. He's going to be judging that painting.
Mm-hmm. What about music, vendors, food?
We're going to have,
Just cut the bullshit. What kind of food is going to be there?
if you want to spend a little bit of money and get VIP, it's all you can drink. You're going to get an event. But we're doing an event program also, which basically what it is, it's a magazine that's going to talk about all the crews. It's gonna have pictures of all the crews, so that you could pretty much get familiar with who it is that's battling, mm-hmm. and it'll talk about them. It'll have a little history of our event, and it'll basically that's what it is. So you'll get an event program. You get to come in, and it's all you can drink. And we also have
I still want to know about that food.
We're gonna have Mas Malo. Like if you're a VIP, you're gonna have Mas Malo. They're catering the VIP area.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So you're gonna have some good ass tacos.
Yeah. So it sounds like sounds like a kind of it could go like a family route is too. Like
oh yeah, we actually, you know what, this whole thing, the way we do it is it's family oriented. Like we're gonna have somebody that I work with a lot is Peace Magazine, and they're gonna be having a little section where it's, you know, like I think they're gonna bring stuff for the families. They're gonna have They're going to roll out some sticker material so where kids can come and catch tags and
that's cool.
Cut them out and, you know, put them up.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's totally a family event.
That's awesome. And again, that's August 3rd at the Graph Lab. The address is 1038 Venice Boulevard. And Besk will be there. Else will be there. Where would somebody go to find out a little bit more information about this?
They could either go to our, we have a blog. It's called silverandtruebluebattle.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. So they could go there and all the information is there. Or they could go to Facebook. They could go to Silver Battle.
So if somebody just Googled Silver and True Blue Battle, I mean, they're going to get all kinds of shit come up.
They should. Yeah, yeah. I hope they do. Yeah.
I know I did. I hit up, I Googled Silver and Blue Battle or Silver and Blue Battle, and a bunch of different pictures showed up and a bunch of different things showed up. So, yeah, it's pretty easy to find now.
That's awesome.
It's made a little name for itself already.
August 3rd, right.
Yep.
Hey, we'll play a few more tunes. We're going to come back and I got a few other questions for you guys, right? I'll start you off with Rankin Joe and Tristan Palmer. Bring the Sense He Come from LA's own Stone's Throw record label. It's from a great compilation called Foundation Come Again. I'm going to follow that up with Holy Ghost, kind of known a little bit, being more like an electronic dubstep band, but they got a little bit of funk in them, and you're going to hear that come out in their tune called Some Children by Holy Ghost. Named after a Barquet song. Oh, and they're playing at the FYF Fest in August with Tori Ma and some others. I'm going to follow that up with James Blake, Retrograde. I know, Else, I know you like that tune.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's from the Overgrown record on the Polydor label. I think what I like about that tune, I mean, it's just so haunting, but it's a really little bit of a simple song. You know, it's got a simple, boom clap kind of rhythm.
Sometimes that's the best.
Yeah, a little bit of a gospel kind of lead in with this humming. And, it just kind of catches you right away. It's not a really complex tune.
You know, it's funny, too. My boy Culpa from Arizona, I was driving with him, and he was talking about Neighborhood Love Radio and, how you've been really playing some nice soul and funk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He was feeling
cool.
There you go.
And what's this dude's name?
Culpa.
Culpa. What's up, man? Thank you.
Yeah, Culpa from PFE. Let me a little shout to him.
Excellent. And we got about just a few seconds. What's going on in neighborhood-love.com right now, Els?
Right now, I'm really trying to get the online store together. I've been trying to get the shirts finished up. I've been collecting material from other people to sell. I just got back from Arizona from doing, a little corporate job, which worked out real well. And, I'm always looking to cover things and do more. You know me.
So check that shop page on neighborhood-love.com. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Run, come. Say bring the sensei come. And me say bring the chalice pipe. And make we smoke it till he burn. Run, come. Say bring the cali come. And me say smoke the cali weed until Jaja come. Me say strictly sensei me now we no want no coke. I man is a rasta, me no deal with poke. Strictly sensei me now me no want no coke. I man is a rasta, man me don't have coke. And me say run, come. Say bring the cali come, say bring the sensei me now make we smoke it till he burn. Run come, say bring the cali come, bring the cali come make we have some fun. And conscious and Palmer says,
I mean no one can put on me plantation.
Yeah,
it's the highest grade, give me a break.
Come say Babylon I come and me say Rasta now run. Babylon a come and me say Rasta na run. Soja man a come and me say Rasta na run. Load the Rasta man a make him smoke him Cali bud. Load the Rasta man a make him smoke him Cali bud. And me say strictly sense me now we no want no coke. I man is a Rasta man but don't eat poke. Strictly sense me now we no want no coke. I man is a Rasta man but I don't have no poke.
It's a run, come. Say bring the candy, come. Cause strictly sense it me that make we smoke it till the bang, 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 run, come. Say bring the chalice, come. Burn the chalice pipe until the jalja come. We don't want no informer. Come, me say loaded, me say farmer. Brrr, come, we don't want no informer. I man say, come, me say load the farmer.
Yeah. We have to run from get to burn, but we not give up.
Not give up.
Sexy, we have to burn.
Have to burn.
We have to burn the sexy media.
Yeah, you know.
We have to smoke.
Blaze up the chalwa. Yeah, brrr. Blaze up the chalwa. Brrr. Give thanks and praise unto Jaja. Bang, drilling, bang, bang, bang. Blaze up the chalwa. Brrr. Come and say chant to scripture. I man say come and say run come. Brr, bring the sensei come. Brr, strictly call the weed and me say have some fun. Brr, run come. Lay down your knife and your gun. Say smoke your call the weed and make we have
you few more years to go. Don't let the hurdle fall. So be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm in. It's the darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. So show me where you fit.
James Blake, he's back in L.A. in October. I'm not sure where he's playing at.
Yeah, I'd like to check that out. You didn't word me up on that one.
And, hey, Besk, where did you grow up, dude?
I'd say, like, the downtown Hollywood area.
Okay. Yeah. And did you, were you always involved? Would you say you're, like, always an artist in one's way, shape,
yeah, or form? I think even before graffiti, I was already drawing. I was, you know, like, whatever I could get my hands on, I would just draw. And I remember growing up, and I remember seeing like Shandu and Rick, and like some of the kids from West Coast.
Mm-hmm. Talking Radiotron days.
Yeah, you know, and I remember seeing like Rival stuff. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I remember one of the biggest compliments I've ever had in graffiti is when I first met Rival. He told me, like, you know, he was like, you know, he's like, oh, you're Besk? He's like, dude, I've been following your stuff for a lot of years. And to me, it was like, I was like, dude, it was an honor to me because, like, I remember growing up. Even though we're almost the same age, but I still remember, like, he was getting up before, like, doing stuff that, you know, like, that was dope before I was doing it.
He was, so, like, a couple years older than us, right?
Probably,
but when
yeah.
you're kids, that seems yeah, like, that feels like a lot. Like, 2 years seems yeah. like, wow, they're older heads.
Exactly. It's like you can't date the 16-year-old girl when you're 15, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that gap is closed now, man. Two yeah. years doesn't mean shit anymore.
Nah.
And was, were you kind of, you felt like you were supported in your home, just like, not necessarily about graffiti, but just about art in general?
Oh, yeah. To this day, my parents are really supportive of the whole graffiti scene. You know, yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that I've been blessed with, you know, like besides the fact that, you know, even as a kid, you know, like, I hung out with dudes like, you know, like with Shandu, you know, with Make, you know what I mean? I went to school at Belmont High School, uh-huh. which is what like where a lot of these dudes originated from. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I was like really blessed, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there was a lot of LA hand styles that came out of that school, man. All the like all the Rockwood guys pioneered all the new style of gang riding out of there, and there was a lot of stuff going. There was a lot of K2S, STN, OTR, all those guys like really kind of came out of that area. TAC. Hey, from back
would
in the
you
day?
Say is there like a art in not necessarily graffiti? Like, what is there an influence or maybe not an influence, but just something you feel motivated from, like an art period or an art style? You know?
As far as like artists, I think like my favorite artist is like Salvador Dali. Mm-hmm. He's to me, I think if he was alive, he'd be a graffiti artist right now.
Mm-hmm. He might be. Yeah,
that's funny.
I could totally see him busting the peas.
Yeah. I saw what was that at SC? It was a number of years back, and they had a couple paintings that he did when he was a little kid. And the big rumor was that he used his own dookie, like in the painting.
that was the shit, huh?
And they were weird, dude. Like there's this weird angry moon over the water and stuff, and then. That was when he was a little kid. He was like 10 or something. And then, but when he was a young man, he wasn't the Salvador Dali work that we know now. It was like, he was a commercial guy, right?
He did a lot of posters and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then a little bit later on, the surrealism and the stuff that, you know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Like, this is one of the things, like, you know, like, for instance, like with him, before he did his surrealism thing, like, he knew how to paint, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like, it goes back kind of like to graffiti. Mm-hmm. I think, like, to me, it's like, you know, before you start doing some crazy shit, you should learn how to do the basics, you know what I mean? Like, how to have letter structure,
yeah,
and you know how to do things, and then you could move on to like other things, you know. But at least you have the foundation down, you know.
Well, I'm sure the money didn't hurt either, you know, doing the commercial work.
And, never does.
Yeah, usually you see like a lot of artists, they'll sort of, you know, they'll do what they want at the beginning, and then just sort of, I mean, for lack of a better term, just kind of sell out, you know. But it looks like he sort of did the opposite. And it worked out pretty nice for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, it's funny. We were just talking with Dallas about that. You know, some graffiti artists that mm-hmm. a lot of people that call them sellouts. You know, but that, to me, like if you put in the work, if you did everything the right way, I mean, there's nothing wrong with you making money. You know, because at the end of the day, we all have to feed our families. We all have to pay our bills.
You know, I figure, hey, as long as you're original and you're productive, like that's it. You could check that off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we were talking about a lot of these guys that, like, people say are sellouts now and all that. But, I mean, realistically, there's a lot of dudes who put it. And there is some people that kind of came up a little quick and haven't paid dues. But I feel like there's a lot of guys that are making money in graffiti now but have paid dues and have put in so much work that it's like, come on, it's ridiculous, you know? Mm-hmm. They did plenty of time in the streets, you know? Yeah. They've done their work.
And, Best, what will you tell me a little bit about Ink Stains?
Ink Stains, it's a t-shirt line that we have. You could go to inkstainsbrand.com. We're it's fairly new. We're barely starting it. It's been like for about 2 years, but we're just trying to get the name out right now, and then eventually we'll put the, you know, like we'll put more shirts out and everything. But for now, we're just starting it off.
But you have a few lines online, right?
We have some stuff
at Ink Stains brand. Is it Ink Stains is spelled proper?
It's INKSTAINZ.
Z.
It's with a Z. Oh,
that's right. You got to be from that NWA era right there. Know about that. From the streets.
And once again, just come right back to the Silver and True Blue Battle for Los Angeles. You can type in pretty much any combination of those into the website.
Else is getting crazy.
Yeah, everybody's getting out of control here. And,
it's falling apart.
Yeah. Calm down, Steph. Silver and True Blue Battle for Los Angeles. It's a graffiti competition, a live graffiti competition with a panel of judges, including Mr. Else over here.
You know, it's an honor. It's an honor for me, and there's going to be some amazing dudes painting.
Yeah, and it's just to recap, it's basically silver and blue and one additional color of artist's choice is the only thing that can be used. Yes. So basically there's nobody that can be hide behind a bunch of like color flash and stuff, right?
That's the whole purpose of this.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm going to look like a novice compared to all these dudes. Right? There's going to be a lot of talent there.
Hey, you guys hanging out? You want to hear some more tunes?
Let's hear it.
All right. Yeah. I got Parliament up. Parliament's playing the Funk Fest August 17th at the Greek. It's going to be fun.
We'll be right back. perfect picture. Bring to life a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time.
Beautiful Ones by Prince.
Man, that brought me back to Pacoima Junior High.
That song came awesome, out. Awesome song, awesome record, yeah. From the very first second of that movie opening up where they're just like, I think he's playing Let's Get Crazy.
Yeah.
And they're just flashing around those Minneapolis 80s hipsters with like the blue lightning bolt on their cheek and the wraparound shades and all that.
It's fun to look back and like, think about what you used to think was cool and damn.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's a great movie though.
Bez Gunnels, thanks so much, man. Once again, we're going to talk Battle for Los Angeles or the Silver and True Blue Battle for Los Angeles, right? Just Google that shit. And that's next week on the 3rd. Next week?
On the 3rd, yeah. From 1 to 8.
Yeah, and that's at the Graph Lab on Venice Boulevard, so GRAFF.
Eco Union.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big deal. And also check out Ink Stains, spelled with a Z, inkstainsbrand.com. Thanks so much, Besk. Else, it was a good show, man. I had fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Thank you.
Good time.
And it does always go by fast. This is the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Come check out artwork, interviews, little scenes, happenings, and of course, Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Thanks, Jeremy Hansen in the booth. And thank you, loved ones.